in the limelight.
The Zionist regime's birth certificate has been stained with the blood of Palestinians. It has no place in the West Asia region. For over a century, Palestinians have endured untold injustices orchestrated by Britain, the Zionist regime, and the United States. The horrific crimes done to them can only be undone when the ongoing Nakba is ended and their fight against apartheid leads to a free Palestine. Regarding this issue, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for more. Palestine Chronicle wrote, long before South Africa filed a case against the Zionist regime at the International Court of Justice on December 29, 2023, over its genocidal war on Gaza, its iconic anti-apartheid leader, Nelson Mandela, who came to embody the struggle for justice worldwide, stated, "Palestine was the greatest moral issue of our time." 3 decades have passed since Mandela expressed those sentiments. They remain as relevant today as they were then, perhaps more so. Mandela and fellow black South Africans finally won their fight against apartheid. Beginning in 1990s, Palestinians, however, have yet to be free from the shackles and evils of settler colonial apartheid. Palestinians have not lived free in their own country, in their own land, for over 75 years. On October 7, 2023, they refused to live in prison for one more day. And for 3 months now, in the rubble of bombed-out buildings in the Gaza Strip, they have challenged the powerful U.S.-Israeli war machines. American politicians and the U.S. media themselves, under a form of occupation through intimidation and groupthink, have reluctantly begun to break their silence on Palestine. They have yet to clearly state that Israel is not a democracy. It is an apartheid entity. It is not a promised land. It is a settler colonial project. It is not a nation under siege. It is an aggressor. It is not defending itself. It is conducting a genocidal war in Gaza. The American enablers of Israel continue to call the slaughter of civilians and destruction of their homes in densely populated Gaza a war. Dropping over 40,000 tons of high explosives, some weighing 2,000 pounds, capable of killing and wounding people more than 1,198 feet away, must be described for what it truly is: Israel's quest to systematically annihilate an entire population. Seizing a people's homeland is comparable to robbing them of their identity, history, culture, and future, all of which the Israeli regime has tried to do since it declared statehood on Palestinian land in 1948. Through their ongoing resistance, Palestinians have denied the Zionists their dream of an Eretz Greater Israel. Not on our land, they say. Palestinian identity remained steadfast under Ottoman rule during British mandate from 1922 to 1948 and has grown stronger under the Zionist regime's apartheid. They have a deep relationship with the land of Palestine, Arabic for Palestine, in existence for over 3,000 years. With the introduction of Islam in 7th century AD, it has been the nucleus of the Islamic world, a sacred land with Al-Quds, its spiritual, geographical, and political center. creating an ethno-nationalist regime on the ruins of Palestine, as we see in Gaza today, is not new to the Zionist project. Stay tuned, at any cost was the primary objective of the fabricated regime of Israel's founders, regardless of the casualties. The genocide we are witnessing in Gaza today is the culmination of over a century of European imperialism, European Zionism, and American collusion and deception. Expulsion and erasure are entrenched in Zionist history and are a pervasive sentiment in Israeli society today. Unlike the Nakba of 1948, when 780,000 Palestinians were violently forced from their ancestral land, the Zionist regime cannot furtively carry out mass expulsions of Gaza's population as it did then. It has therefore resorted to making Gaza uninhabitable and unable to support life. To destroy the collective memory of the Palestinians, the Zionist regime military has obliterated entire neighborhoods, so there will be nothing recognizable, nothing to return to. By denying the people of Gaza food, water, medicine, electricity, and fuel, some Israeli regime officials, like retired Major General Giora Eland, who continues to advise the Zionist regime's war minister, sees the spread of disease as a tool of war. Eland callously remarked, "Severe epidemics in the south of the Gaza Strip will bring victory closer." The Zionist regime's plan is to make life so unbearable that the people of Gaza will have no choice but to leave or die. To effect its scheme, the Zionist regime has been laying the groundwork and attempting to build international support for permanent mass expulsions of Gaza civilians to neighboring Egypt and Jordan, thus far rejected by both countries. Although he later changed course on the Zionist regime's displacement plan, Biden had initially given Tel Aviv the green light to conduct ethnic cleansing in Gaza. On October 11th, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed that the administration was working with Egypt and the Zionist regime to create what he called a humanitarian corridor in the Sinai for Palestinians fleeing Gaza. And on October 20, an official funding request was sent to Congress to address potential needs of Gazans fleeing to neighboring countries. President Biden is one among many U.S. presidents who have shamelessly and brazenly embraced Israel. The United States regime has been deeply implicated in the Zionist regime's crimes against humanity from the beginning. On May 14, 1948, President Harry S. Truman hastily issued a statement officially recognizing the new state of Israel, the first world leader to do so. He released it to the press without first notifying his top-ranking State Department officials and U.S. delegates to the United Nations. The Zionist regime's birth certificate has been stained with the blood of Palestinians. It has no place in the West Asia region until it puts down the gun and rejects the ideology of force and exclusion. For over a century, Palestinians have endured untold injustices orchestrated by Britain, the Israeli regime, and the U.S. regime. The horrific crimes done to them can only be undone when the ongoing Nakba is ended and their fight against apartheid leads to a free Palestine.